nombre es Alan Di Sabia, soy médico psiquiatra y psicoterapeuta, y estás escuchando Salud Mental.
You might notice something different this episode. As you can hear, I'm speaking in English. And yeah, my pronunciation isn't perfect. But I'm doing it anyway. I'm here, showing up, being vulnerable with you. This week, I'm working on my English in the Netherlands. To be honest, English has always felt like a big wall in front of me. I never studied it properly, and it's always made me feel less. There were so many times when I felt isolated, like everyone around me was speaking fluently and I was just sitting there, smiling and pretending. It made me feel like I didn't belong. I'm telling this story to share my vulnerability and maybe help you feel a little braver about sharing yours as well. Because that's what this episode is really about. Being vulnerable is not weakness. It's the opposite. It's the doorway to deeper connection. You know what I mean, right? Maybe you have friends you go out dancing with. You laugh and talk about light stuff. But then there are those other people. The ones you really open up with. You share your messy part. The hard stuff. Sometimes we keep things to ourselves to protect our hearts. And I get that. But when you open up with the right people, it's like something shifts. You feel seen. And those connections, they're the ones that last. Let me give you an example that my Spanish-speaking listener might know. When I started medical school, I was really struggling, like panic attacks, generalized anxiety disorder, not sleeping. And I remember my over-controlled personality telling me, okay, I'm falling apart, but maybe if I study harder, I'll go away. Maybe we just need more effort, more control. We got this. And spoiler alert, it didn't at all. So I decided to see a psychiatrist. They put me on venlafaxine. It's a type of antidepressant we use to treat anxiety and depression. And for a long time, I didn't tell anyone. Just a few close friends. People I really trusted. But telling them, that moment of saying, hey, this is what I'm going through. It actually, we felt more connected. That experience changed me. It made me want to study vulnerability, not just as a concept, but as a path to real connection. In 2021, I shared my story publicly in a podcast episode, and the response was, wow. Some people wrote to me. They say things like, I felt something similar, or I've never talked about it before. And here's the wildest part. Sharing my story didn't make people back away. It brought them closer. My vulnerability didn't scare them. It made them trust me more because they saw my real human side. And that moment, I mean, being real, being vulnerable, helped me connect better with my patients. Showing vulnerability with my patient makes the therapeutic alliance stronger. It's not about being the expert in the room. It's about being human. when we're open, the other person in front of us feel it. They think, okay, this person is open up with me. And it's also an invitation to do the same. This creates a deeper connection. It feels like a safe space. So here's what I invite you to do. Share gently and find your people, the ones you can sit and say, me too. I call them the tribe. If you are one of those people, thank you for being here, for listening, for joining this tribe. This was my first full episode in English, and I want to keep going. So, you know, this hasn't been easy for me, but I'm doing the best I can. In a language that still feels new. See you in the next episode. We are connected and united. United from the heart. A warm kiss. Thank you.